Hello, Ladybugs. Welcome to this week's module. In this week's module, we're going to learn how to start making money from day one. Although you're probably well on your way to a very cultivating blog, it still makes sense for me to talk about making money from the very time you begin. But before we dive into that, I want to introduce the GLAD technique. The GLAD technique is here because I want to remind you guys that even though you're at this point in your journey, you might be feeling overwhelmed. You might feel as if it's no means to an end, but the GLAD technique simply shows us how to practice gratitude. It shows us that we have small accomplishments that we need to actually acknowledge, because these small accomplishments will make up the rest of our life. After you go into the GLAD technique workbook, I also have attached some motivational content. This motivational content includes some of my favorite TED Talks and other inspirational videos that will help you as you create your blogging business. I urge you to watch them and revisit them whenever you're feeling as if you don't have as much grit left in you, and you'll learn what grit is as you watch the videos. I've also attached some stock photography websites. These are updated very frequently, so if you ever run into a problem where you don't have any photos of your own or you're not sure where you can find photos, you can definitely come back to this module and look at the photography spreadsheet that I've included for you. So let's get into day one money. If you're not yet ready to listen to how you can actually make money from day one, please pause this video and come back after you've completed the GLAD technique and motivational content. Okay, so as I said it before, this is all about actually making money. This is how you can actually start selling, and how you can start selling literally on the first day of your blog. Now, this of course is optional. You can start selling later on, which most of you guys have, but if you've yet to publish your blog, this is excellent. But I just wanted to show you that it is possible to start selling immediately, especially because you have your opt-in to start building your audience. You can definitely turn your readers into customers. Your customer base already has a good sense of your credibility and what you can offer them. So if you're thinking that it takes time to develop a product to sell, then yes, you are completely right. But many of the things that we're going to talk about can be pre-sold. Trust me, pre-selling is the new black. So this just means that the things that you will sell can be sold later or at a later date, but your customers or readers can buy beforehand. It's the art of anticipation, and no one wants to feel left out. So there isn't a doubt in my mind that your readers will not want to buy. So I'm going to leave it up to you guys with the timing, whether you feel it's right for you to actually buy now or if you want to try this later. But if you are trying this now, I would say wait and see if you want to try it later. Whatever it is, I'm going to give you all the tips and tools you're going to need and everything you'll ever, ever, ever need to start selling and make it easy as possible for you. What I will go over will give you the skills to make money while you sleep. That's right, instant automation. I think it's a good way to start monetizing your blog and selling immediately, because your readers won't be surprised or taken aback when you start offering paid services or products. You'll initially be priming your clients for transactional services. They give a little to get a little, you know? That little being cash. Sure, you want to give all of your wealth away for free, but in reality, your passion and knowledge is profitable. Let's look at schools, for instance. They provide valuable information, more times than not, but you have to pay for that knowledge. You can't go to uni for free. You can't, go to school for free, because really the local government pays for it, or local taxpayers' dollars. Either way, all of these situations are transactional organizations. So even if they don't buy, they do know that you have a resource, and that resource will be available whenever they need it, or that they can work with you. It just becomes a lot easier when you introduce it. So let's start with the easier transactions you can begin with. Most people who start selling start with items such as ebooks or worksheets. They stick to these because they can be priced very low, but can foster great income once it's exposed to the right audience. before you freak out, you absolutely don't have to be a novelist to create a book. You can simply compile your best posts or new information, such as mental wellness tips, in a book format that can be made on Canva for free. These are usually priced between $3.99 and $20 maximum. That's the price point you want to start at when you are introducing this to your readers. These are the items that you can turn over thousands of dollars in sales from every month because it's such a low price point. These are automated sales because they don't trade time for your dollars. It's just clicks away from making money by adding your book to their cart and checking out. Though books are easy, it does take time to plan, but it's easy. It's one of the easier products you can actually start selling. These workbooks or worksheets and ebooks are considered entry-level products. Most of the bloggers you see turning over 10K months have this system in place. No, it's not just through affiliate marketing. No, it's not just through sponsored posts. The people that make the most money are the people that are creating their own items for sale. And it's just as simple as creating a one-page sheet that you can share with your readers for a dollar or two. Though all of your profit may not come from your entry-level product, it's always nice to have, and it's a good option for your readers as well. Most bloggers take their readers into a funnel, and funnels can include tripwires, which I'm not too fond of, but they work really well in most cases. Funnels consist of a product A and B, and sometimes can go on from A, B, C, D, E, etc. You'll learn more about funnels in the next module. The journey you take your readers on once they enter into your opt-in or purchase a product will leverage your potential income for that one person. So first up, it's what we call it is their entry-level product, and it's normally under $50, and in some cases it's as low as $3. The value of your entry-level product should be at least $30 to $40, but you're definitely going to be offering your readers this product for little to nothing. You want to make sure that it's valued at $30 to $40 because you're giving them a wealth of knowledge for pennies. This makes your readers feel inclined to buy or purchase because it's a no-brainer. Who wouldn't want to miss a sale? You tell your readers the actual value, but then tell them your offer price. It's almost just kind of like retail value, depending on how you look at it. Retail versus wholesale. As I said before, no one wants to feel like they're missing a good deal. So this deal puts your foot in the door, especially if the reader decided to purchase. Because studies show that once a person purchases from you, they're most likely to purchase again. So how do you get customers to purchase your awesome workbook or ebook? You can do this one of two ways. You can either go for paid traffic, which basically pays for itself, or you can do this organically. One of the main tools that I use when promoting my ebook is Facebook. Facebook allows you to run ads for as little as a dollar a day. A dollar a day, guys. So if you're selling your printable or coloring book sheet or ebook or what have you for $5 and the ad is only a dollar, it's paying for itself. When you start selling items, remember to create that sense of urgency for your readers so that they'll feel inclined to purchase. You can even include a limited time offer for your new email subscribers, which is the bait. And hook. And then that hook is just you hooking them with your amazing deal on your entry-level product. Who doesn't want an adult coloring sheet or a nice spreadsheet that will track their finances or free stock photos? Or, sorry, not free, but nearly free stock photos because you're selling them for a dollar or two. Now, your entry-level product can also be an upsell. So let's say you decide to run a subscription or community on your blog where the members get at least the latest fitness tips or recipes. Right after someone decides to opt in and purchase a membership, you can say something like, for an extra $7 or £7, all members can get this awesome recipe ebook to accompany their awesome subscription. When you're creating communities, it can be pretty tedious because you constantly have to show up for your community members and you must create valuable content for them that ties into your blog's niche. So once people have bought this introductory product and you've provided value, most likely they will want more. People rarely turn down help and assistance. This is all a part of your sales funnel. This is when you can offer them your next level product, like a pre-recorded training, depending on the value of your product. and the training that you provided, or highly developed guides that will really solve their larger scale problems. This item is typically around $100 to $400. Well, depending on how you view it. Do not over-deliver, though. I'm stressing you, do not over-deliver in any of your products because you won't have enough solid content for your massive big-ticket item. Your big-ticket item can be things like e-courses or niche-specific services or one-to-one coaching, but these are things that you will deliver once you've established some type of authority. Your entry-level products and next-level products should all be automated so you don't have to exchange your time for dollars. Some e-courses, depending on the material, can fall into both high-ticket and next-level products, but e-courses can be automated as well with tools like Teachable, which is a platform that you use to put your courses on so that you're not pushing out courses every day. I'm not really a fan of Teachable either, but I do see it in my future. Other options you can think about are charging for weekly or monthly workshops if you know you're an expert in your niche. Your webinars can be run on platforms like Skype, Zoom, Google Hangouts, Stealth, and you could possibly give your readers access to the webinar once they've paid for the subscription, however you want to set it up. Kate, which is one of my own business coaches, typically uses this example, which is great. So for example, if you were doing some kind of health and fitness challenge, maybe you're doing a 30-day challenge and some kind of fitness get together, and then you can offer your people an online course for the fitness challenge, which is going to start at the end of the 30 days. And they buy it before the challenge is over, they can get a big discount, and then that's going to go more in depth. And it's giving them another 60 days worth of recipe and fitness plans and all that other stuff. Taking a challenge that you're giving them for free and then putting it on like steroids and giving them feedback and offering a Facebook group for support and all that other stuff is a great way to triple in your product because they're getting substance for free. They're getting this challenge for free. And then right before it's up, you're like hooking them. You're saying, wait. You know, for another 60, you can get another 30 days if you buy my XYZ or if you buy this big discounted item. You always want to take your readers on this journey, remember? Like I said, so bringing them on this journey where they feel like they're so inclined to have to buy this item is key. Like I said, you can literally start selling this stuff from day one if you wanted to, because people are already going to be excited about the topic. And the easiest way to do it is to make sure, as I said, it ties in the stuff with you've already done, and that is the next logical step. The ebook or workbook, I'd say, is probably the easiest sale. It probably takes the least amount of time to create, and it'll be the absolutely easiest for you to sell because it can be automated, and you can offer these things as complimentary things. So you may be one of those sale funnels already, and you don't even know it. If you've already subscribed to like a fitness challenge or, you know, finance help tips that you see all the time at the beginning of the year, you're probably already a part of a funnel. So I've tried the challenge funnel myself and it works well. So I've run in the past a 5-day crash free email course on building a blog. This allowed the people to understand the ins and outs on blogging briefly, and they would fall in love with the idea of creating a blog in 5 days. Each day, I would challenge them to do something new. The people involved were also in a Facebook community where they could share their successes and other information. The people who were in the free challenge would be offered a blog planning workbook that I would usually sell for $20, but they could get it for $10 for being in the challenge. People were more inclined to buying the workbook because it was something they could use to help them complete the challenge. On top of that, they were getting this workbook at a discounted price for loads of value. Even if they didn't purchase right away, I could always send out a reminder email offering my product again. Or same for you. You could always offer your product again if they don't buy right away, and including that limited time offer piece. So now that you have an overview of how you can start selling from day one, I want you guys to start strategizing ideas and possibilities. If you'd like to start selling as a blogger in your niche, how are you going to do that? Maybe you already have an opt-in that's totally amazing. How can you expand that opt-in so that you're not reinventing the wheel? I want you guys to fill out that brain dump sheet and start selling today. After you're done, after you've finished the brain dump sheet and you finish the day one money module, make sure you go through your action list just to check off every single thing you've done. And I will see you in the next module.